Radio News. Indire.
Independent Radio Exchange.
Radio Muse Network is part of the Indire project, which is co-funded by the Creative Europe program of the European Union.
Hello everyone, Cecilia here from Radio Popolare, and welcome to a new episode of Indire. Today I'm going to introduce you to three amazingly talented bands and artists. My first guests are a four-piece band from Brescia, and they're called Giuditta. Welcome, guys.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, hello. Do you want to introduce yourself one by one? I know you are three out of four, but, you know, it's up to you.
Hi, everyone. I'm Francesca, and I'm the singer of Giuditta.
I'm Francesco, and I'm the guitarist, the guitar player.
Hi, everyone. I'm Ludovica, and I'm the bass player.
Great.
And Yuri.
Yuri is working now,
yeah.
So he's absent, but he is still with us with his heart.
Okay.
So always.
Okay, the Holy Spirit of Yuri is with us today.
Yeah.
All right. Nice. So, first of all, let's talk a little bit about you as a band. How did you guys meet, and when did you decide to make music together?
Okay, I start.
Yeah.
It's a little bit strange because really we know each other since many years, but before Giuditta, we never played or made music together.
Never.
Mm-hmm. I mean, all four. For example, Francesca and each other since high school, or me and Yuri worked together in these past years.
Mm-hmm.
But let's say that all began in the late 2019, when one day, when we were on vacation, I provoked Francesca to write a lyric.
Oh.
Yes, because I came from orchestral music, classical music, and I never imagined to write songs.
Wow.
And so the provocation worked, and I immediately began to write some lyrics.
Yeah.
The first one was a little disaster.
Okay.
But after that, the words and the meanings of what I like to say came fluently. And I can say that Ludovico was really essential to care all the music.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is
really?
Yeah, please. No, it's okay. It's okay.
Really, we're all essential, but let's say that since we started to make some songs, and then we had to choose with who work. And so the idea of Yuri at the drums and Francesca at the guitar was the natural choice.
Oh, of course, yeah. So, well, today we're going to be listening to three songs you recorded live, actually, here at Radio Popolare.
Yeah.
During the show, Jack with presenter Matteo Villacci. Well, actually, a couple of weeks ago or 10 days ago. It was like the other day, actually. Yeah.
It's 10 days, but yes, it's like yesterday.
Yeah, right. So we're starting now with Corri Qui. These are Giuditta.
Bye.
So this was Corriqui by Giuditta. We have the guys here. So these past 2 years have been a bit of a struggle for everyone. All the gatherings and sharing time and space was difficult and that. So, you know, there's been isolation, but at the same time we had, well, way more time in our hands than, well, we did before. So did you have the chance to work on your own individuality, being, you know, alone in a room? And how was it to put every single piece together in a four-piece band?
So the lockdown was a great occasion to work on themselves and give us a time that in everyday life you don't have, absolutely. Mm-hmm. But in this moment, the best ideas and the real ones come out. Because you are alone with yourself in front of a mirror, and all you can see is your fears, and you are true our nature. And it's a kind of the idea of the next song, Fisher.
Yes, yes, sure. Well, you know, smart working could be a great problem. Well, because it's only working on your own. And by yourself and on your own ideas, but you know that these ideas will be changed when you start to play with the other musicians. Yeah. And when you start to play together, it becomes a great compromise, I can say. It becomes a teamwork that teaches you to balance among the parts, and your individual work starts to be a teamwork. Yeah, a real teamwork. So when you go in the studio, you probably have an idea, but after you played with the other musician, you can hear that something doesn't work. Something that you liked before, don't like. And so, this is the time when the real work starts with the band. And all the years, the year of all the musicians are fundamental for this work. And
yeah. The most important years
is Yes. Exactly. Has very sensitive ears.
Yeah. Well, you know, considering, you know, the songs that are, in my opinion, they are beautiful. I mean, it worked out well. So, you know, congrats. Even if, you know, it was difficult and someone was way more, you know, sensitive than others. Like his ear was more sensitive. You know, it worked out well. So, speaking of which, we are now going to listen to another song of yours. This one is Pece. We'll be right back.
guardandoci allo specchio, una mattina che dorme o in una notte che vive, labbra serrate di un grido taciuto, labbra serrate di un torbido sogno, ma tutta la terra sotto il mio passo trema. Sono la vita, la morte, la speranza di chi mi attende e mi chiama a scendere nell'attesa di te. Sono la vita, la morte, la speranza di chi mi attende e mi chiama a scendere nell'attesa di te.
So this was Pece by the band Giuditta. So I know you come from, you know, four very different musical bringing and tastes, if you want. I know that because I listened to the other interview you did here. And was this a problem or something that spurred your creativity?
Surely I got spur. We've chosen firstly for two reasons. Yeah. One is our tastes, and the second one is our bond. We believe that the combination of our different paths is the added value of our work. Mm-hmm. I came from jazz, Francesca, as we said, from classical and contemporary music, Francesca from popular and folk. Yeah. Yuri did a lot of things. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we argue, of course, a lot.
Yeah.
Always with the awareness that all the same goal. We have all the same goal, all the same perspective. And we love each other, of course.
Are you saying that just because, you know, you are all there, but, you know, love each other.
Yeah.
No, I believe you. And you can hear it, I mean, in the music. If you didn't get along with each other, the output would be really bad. And I know that because I'm in a band as well. And we quarrel, we get angry at each other, we shout at each other a lot. But then, yeah, basically the output is good. Okay, so... we are almost finished here, guys, and we're now going to listen to the last song called Caro Mio Giuda. But first, what's coming up next for you? What are your projects for, you know, musical projects for the future?
So we have some things in the works.
Mm-hmm.
Between December and January, we hope, we'll be in a theater to record the last session. It's really important for us.
Oh, wow.
Then the album, probably in the first half of the year, or we hope at least. Mm-hmm. And COVID messed up everything, and with Fledwing, a band is essential, choose the right moment. Mm-hmm. And if you can't play what you record, if you can't promote your work record in 2021, it's useless.
Yeah.
And so we see, maybe we hope for now.
Yeah. Well, you know, now it's, everyone is getting more, used to it, and they're finding new ways to promote and go live. And you know, the choice of being in a theater is great if you think about it. So I can't wait to hear it.
Yes.
Yeah. So yeah, of course, to do it and to hear it. Okay, so we're over now. We're going to listen to your last to the last song. It's called Caro Mio Giuda. Thank you so much, guys. I hope to speak to you soon.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Ma tu vorresti fare a cambio salire sulla croce e morire per amore di questo volgo qui. Ma tu vorresti fare a cambio ma costruire un ceto ebro non d'aceto ma d'oro e d'incenso. Caro mio Giuda, io te l'ho detto che ci morivo qui su quel bel legno ebro d'aceto re coperto di spine. Vivresti come un re quando io volevo nascere te. Vivresti come un re quando io volevo nascere te. Ma tu vorresti fare a cambio salire sulla croce e morire per amore di questo volgo qui. Ma tu vorresti fare a cambio ma costruire un ceto ebro non aceto.
Next artist I'm going to introduce you to is called Lottico. He's an old friend of mine and I'm really happy to be able to have a chat with him and play his brand new single called Discarica. Welcome, Ale.
Hi everybody. Hi, Cecilia. Thank you very much.
Hi, hello. So let's start by talking a little bit about yourself. I would ask you, well, first of all, when did you start making music and what music did you grow up with?
Okay. I started when I was 15, playing bass guitar in a punk rock band with some friends, making covers of our favorite songs. That is very typical, I guess, for a teenager. But I understood very soon that I didn't like playing other artists' songs. So I start writing mine.
Nice.
I've got other experiences with other bands and people, also composing music for artistic performances. And finally, I think that the project Lottico, I found my dimension working on my own.
Sure. And now, we're going to listen to the song in a few minutes. But I wanted to ask you if there are any particular artists that inspired you especially for this single?
It's quite difficult to give an answer because, for example, a lot of people, after they listen to my song, they told me that reminds them of the Italian alternative band Subsonica. I mm-hmm. honestly, I never thought about them during the creation of this song, mm-hmm. even if I totally agree with these people.
Nice.
The problem is that I usually try not to focus myself in other music while I'm creating mine.
Of course.
So I just try to stay focused on myself. In these years, I think that the Zen Circus and Tame Impala are the bands that inspire me the most.
No, it's very, very different and varied genres. I would like to say to our listeners, the Zen Circus are an Italian band, and Tame Impala, I think everyone knows them. But anyway, speaking of which, both those bands, I guess, they were working hard during this lockdown. And, well, as everyone knows, these past 2 years have been a bit of a struggle for everyone. Gathering, sharing time and space was difficult and that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's been isolation, but at the same time, we had more time in our hands. So how did this work out for you?
Well, just before COVID-19 spread all over Italy, I started to learn how to produce with Ableton Live. So the first lockdown for me, it's been an opportunity. It has been an opportunity to really focus all my time, my energy, my focus in producing and recording songs at home alone. And as soon as it was possible, going out, I work with a recording studio near my hometown to bring to life this Carica and the other songs.
Nice. So it's great to hear that many artists were spurred, that their creativity was spurred by this introspective period of time. So we're now going to listen to your first single, as we said, Discarica. But first, I wanted to ask you, what are your projects for the future?
Okay, my project for the future, I have to say that I always think a lot about my future since I was a teenager. I almost got sick for my future during my life. Now, I really just want to be focused to this project that is really important for me and that represents my present and my future at the same time. This is the attitude that I want to keep. No regrets for the past or fear for whatever tomorrow will bring. Now, I'm working on my next song, thinking about an album and all the other things. Maybe I can imagine myself also making music with other musician.
Nice.
My idea now is to be focused on myself and what I'm doing every day, step by step.
Okay.
Just want to go slow and smooth and go on with this project that is really, really important for me.
Great. Can't wait to hear more from you. Thank you, Ale. We're over now. And it was great to have you here. And now we're going to listen to your brand new single, Discarica, by Lottico.
Thank you very much, Cecilia.
Thank you.
Scalcinato a destra, sole caldo sulla testa, case di lamiera alla mia sinistra, inciampo per le strade di questa città, mentre colline esalano respiri di metallo e vacche grasse mangiano teli di nylon, attraverso il ponte guardo il fiume marcio che negli scarti sta pian piano scomparendo, fumi incendi controllati mi tormentano, scuri come la morte, alti come le colonne di un tempio da incubo, in questa discarica io ci dormo. Ci vivo, io ci sogno in questo giro tondo, in questo giro tondo. In questa discarica io ci dormo, io ci vivo,
ogni notte guardo le stelle ma vengo trascinato giù da questo fumo che mi prende, non mi lascia più. E muovo le mie mani veloci mentre strappo fili da elettrodomestici vuoti, come chirurgo opero i miei sogni. In sali di attesa sudano i pazienti, ramottone, ferro, leghe e alluminio, spengono i loro corpi freddi, forse assomiglio più di un macellaio in questo mattatoio di bestiame finto. In questa discarica io ci dormo, io ci vivo, io ci sogno in questo giro tondo.
Artists I'm going to introduce you to today are called Milano Shanghai, whose brand new single Camaleonte is out now. Today we have here Giovanni, Stefano and Pietro. Welcome, guys.
Thank you. Hi, very much,
buddy.
Thank you. So first of all, let's start by talking a little bit about you. How did you guys meet and when did you decide to make music together?
Yes, we met in 2018, being all part of the independent Milanese music scene, and we played before in other projects by Milanese musicians, and one day I'm Pietro, and I made Stefano and Giovanni here the productions I had made in my room, and they liked them, and we went to the studio to record and create new music.
Nice, great. So what are your music inspirations? Are there any particular artists that have inspired you for this song, but in general that inspire you when you compose your music?
Yes, our musical inspirations are very, very varied, because each of us comes from a different musical universe, and we try to mix Italian music with various influences, such as English trip hop, breakbeat, and in general, all the world that revolves around underground music. And the artists we like range from Youssef Days to the Italian singer Cosmo, from Dear Seven to Italian hip hop scene of rappers and producers. So. A lot of different music from all around the world.
Great. So, I have this curiosity. I wanted to ask you, why this name? Why Milano Shanghai?
Well, for us, Milano Shanghai it's nothing related to the Chinese culture, but it's simply we wanted a name that that the meaning. Was something like the contrast between different cultures. And so for us, the contrast between Chinese culture and Italian culture was the perfect match to say, you know, like to explain the different contrasts in our music.
Okay, great. I wanted to you know, tell our listeners that there's an amazing video on YouTube of your single. So I invite everyone to go and watch it, because it's very well done. And it, you know, this contrast between, you know, cultures is adamant. So yeah, well, go and watch it on YouTube. So well, this past 2 years, as everyone knows, have been a little bit of a struggle for everyone. You know, all the gatherings, time shared, and space was difficult in that. And so, you know, there's been isolation, but at the same time, we had way more time on our hands than we had before. So did you have the chance to work on your own individuality, and how was it to put every single piece together?
Yes, the last year was, you know, really, really hard for music, because we were supposed to play live, because we released our first EP in that year. But yeah, nothing happened, but we had the time to improve our musical skills and to write songs, mm-hmm. new songs that we brought in the studio last summer. So it was really, we had the time, yeah, to do a lot of things about music, not live music, but, you know, we created a lot of material that we are working on now.
Of course, yeah. So we're almost over, unfortunately. We will be listening to your single, Camaleonte, in a minute. But first, I wanted to ask you, what's up next for you? What are your projects, next projects for the future?
We recently started a collaboration with Bradipo Dischi, a record label here in Milan. Mm-hmm. And with their support, we recorded a lot of music in the past year that hasn't been released yet. So in this month, we are composing new music and working on our live show.
Great. Okay, so we will see you soon, hopefully, yeah?
Yes.
So, okay, thank you very much, guys. It was a pleasure, and hope to speak to you soon. Thank you. Thank you. This one is Camaleonte by Milano Shanghai.
Immaginazione allerta. Tavoli nella palude pensa, quando eravamo persi nella foresta, il cielo è una macchina dell'ansa, vendo pazzia con limoni, io e te sti grattacieli, io e me pizza e lampioni, underground come migliori, come migliori. Ma ci penso domani, se cammino le luci, graffiti, palazzi, sono lanterne rosse, come respiri, come la notte, che passa veloce, ma ci penso domani, se cammino le luci, graffiti, palazzi, cosa sono? Sono occhi e ossi dentro un sogno bianco. Passi falsi. Thank you.
vedo domani. Se cammino le luci, graffiti, palazzi, sono lanterne rosse, come i respiri, come la notte, che passa veloce, ma ci penso domani. Se cammino le luci, graffiti, palazzi,
Radio Muse. Indire.
Independent Radio Exchange.
Radio Muse Network is part of the Indire project, which is co-funded by the Creative Europe program of the European Union.